Hey everyone, welcome back to AI DevTools, the Crazy Router podcast. Today we're talking about something that just crossed a major threshold. AI-powered robotics is having its SDK moment. And if you're a software developer who's never touched a motor controller, this episode is specifically for you. Let's talk about what changed and why it matters for your career. The headline this week: Aika Robotics demonstrated a robotic hand with human-level dexterity, and the internet is calling it the ChatGPT moment for robotics. But the real story isn't the hardware, it's the software stack underneath. We're seeing a convergence where the same foundation models you use for text and image generation are now driving physical manipulation in the real world. Here's why developers should care. 3 years ago, robotics meant C++, ROS, and a PhD in control theory. Today, companies like Eika, Figure, and Boston Dynamics are exposing high-level APIs where you describe tasks in natural language and the robot figures out the motion planning. Sound familiar? It's the same pattern we saw with LLMs. The complexity gets abstracted away, and suddenly every developer has access. Let's break down the new robotics developer stack. Layer 1. Foundation models for perception. These are vision language models, think GPT-4o or Gemini, that let robots understand their environment. You send a camera feed, you get back structured scene understanding. Objects, spatial relationships, material properties, no custom computer vision pipeline needed. Layer 2, task planning with LLMs. This is where it gets interesting for API developers. You describe a task, pick up the red cup and place it on the shelf, and an LLM decomposes that into a sequence of primitive actions. Companies are building task planning APIs that accept natural language and return action sequences. If you can call a REST endpoint, you can program a robot. Layer 3, motion execution. This used to be the hard part. Inverse kinematics, trajectory optimization, collision avoidance. Now it's handled by specialized models trained on millions of simulated movements. The developer never touches the math. You send the action sequence from layer 2, and the execution layer handles the physics. What does this mean practically? It means the robotics job market is about to look like the web development market did in 2010. There's going to be massive demand for developers who can build applications on top of these APIs. Warehouse automation, home assistance, manufacturing quality control, without needing robotics expertise. The tooling is already emerging. NVIDIA's Isaac platform lets you simulate robotic tasks entirely in software before deploying to hardware. Google DeepMind's RT series models are showing that you can fine-tune robotic behavior the same way you fine-tune an LLM. And open-source frameworks like LeeRobot from Hugging Face are making it possible to experiment without buying a $50,000 robot arm. Here's the developer action item. Start with simulation. NVIDIA Isaac Sim and Mujoco are both free for developers. Build a simple pick-and-place task. Connect it to an LLM for task planning. You'll be surprised how much of your existing API development skills transfer directly. The companies hiring robotic software engineers right now aren't looking for mechanical engineers. They're looking for developers who understand API design, prompt engineering, and system integration. The same skills you use to build AI-powered web apps. One more thing worth noting, the data pipeline for robotics is becoming an AI infrastructure problem. Robots generate massive amounts of sensor data that needs to be processed, stored, and used for model training. If you're building data pipelines or ML infrastructure today, those skills are directly applicable. And here's where model routing matters. When you're building a robotics application, you might use GPT-4o for scene understanding, Claude for task decomposition, and a specialized model for motion planning. Managing multiple model providers, handling failover, optimizing for latency, that's exactly the problem Crazy Router solves. One API key, consistent interface, and you pick the best model for each layer of the stack. All right, that's your robotics SDK breakdown. The abstraction layers are falling into place. Foundation models for perception, LLMs for planning, specialized models for execution. The barrier to entry just dropped from a PhD to an API key. Try Crazy Router at crazyrouter.com. One API key, 600 plus models, ready for whatever stack you're building. See you next episode.